Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and this week's episode, we are continuing our talk on major and minor blues progressions. So in last week's episode, we were discussing how to solo over a major blues progression. In this week's episode, we are going to be going over a minor blues progression, the darker, moodier, and more emotional style to compared to its cousin, the major blues. So by the end of this week's episode, you should be able to play a 12 of blues in minor. You should be able to solo over it and know what scales to choose. You should have a list of songs and artists go and check out and listen for inspiration. And I'm going to set you up a little bit of homework at the end as well, so you can start using what you learned in this week's episode. So let's dive straight in and talk about what is a minor blues progression. So a minor blues is still a 12-bar blues, but it's built for minor chords instead of dominant 7 chords. It has more of an emotional, say melancholy, darker, more dramatic sound compared to the major blues, because you're placing these dominant 7s, which are a mixture of major sound and minor sound or notes, if you want to use a proper name. So there's our dominant 7 chord. Now we're using minor chords, so it's a lot darker sound, a lot sadder sound. So if I play a 12-bar blues in the key of A minor, all I'm going to do is swap out the dominant 7s with minor chords. So this will be the first bar and the second bar. And then we're dropping down. So now we're on the D minor for bars 5 and 6. Back up to the A for 7 and 8. Then we're going to E minor, 3, 4. D minor. Then back up to A. And we're going to finish with E minor on bar 12. So there's a minor blues in the key of A. Now, you may have heard when I was playing through that, it doesn't sound very bluesy. You know, dominant 7 chords just scream blues all day long. So to make that a little bit more interesting, make it a little bit more bluesy, you could swap out your minor chords for minor 7s. That's a common little variation. Another thing you can do is change the 5 chord to a dominant 7. That's going to work really well on bar 12, because bar 12 is our turnaround bar. What I mean by that is it takes us from the end of our 12-bar blues back to the beginning of our 12-bar blues. And you're using dominant 7 chords, have a lot of tension, it sounds unresolved. It gets its resolution by going back to bar 1 when you hit your key chord. So by bringing that dominant 7 on bar 12, it creates this really nice pull back to bar 1. The ear wants it to be resolved. So hitting that 1 just kind of wraps up really nicely. So that's a great thing to do, is change your chord 5 to a dominant 7 chord. We can do the same for chord 4 as well. That now makes it this. So, hey. Let's have a little playthrough and I'll show you. Going to drop down now on bar 5. Going to do minor 7, just give an idea of how that sounds. So 7, 8. 8 minus 7. Now I'm going to do an E7. D7, A minor 7, back to E7. So I think you agree, it sounds more blues-like now with those dominant 7s. They sound really cool. And add in that much-needed tension that we need for that chord 5 back to chord 1 for the turnaround. There's a couple of really common minor blues progressions, but I just want to talk about one other, and that is what is used in The Frillies Gone by B.B. King. So he's got his, it's actually here B minor, we're doing an A minor. So we've got the A minor, that's D minor, just like before, but it changes when it gets to bar 9. So it actually goes up half a step and goes to an F major 7, then E7, and then back to chord 1 again. So it adds in this lovely major 7. It's a 6th. I suppose it's like a flat 6. And then goes to our 5th chord, which makes it dominant. So that's a really nice variation of a minor blues. So let me quickly play that. So we've got the A minor. going into the four bars. Here we go to D minor. A minor. Now here's where that big change is going to come. So we're going to F major 7. E7. Back to my A minor and then finishing with E7 again. And there we have it. So, classic 12-bar blues in A minor. Say B.B. King is in B minor, so just take that up a couple of frets, you have that. So, now we understand what the chords are in A minor blues. We understand that we've got a little bit of playing around we can do here. So you can just do straight minor chords. Doesn't really sound very strong, so you can change those to minor sevens. And that's better, but then bringing that dominant seven on chord five is going to make the big difference, and changing your fourth chord in bar 10 to dominant as well will sound really good. We've got a B.B. King variation as well, where we're going to our flat six and then to our fifth chord. It sounds awesome. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, I don't have a clue what Paul is talking about, it's way over my head. It probably is, because I've kind of gone on a little bit here for the more advanced students. So let's now bring it back and talk about how we can make this a bit more beginner friendly. So straight away, instead of the bar chords I'm using, we can use open chords. That's why I picked the key of A, because you've got A minor, you've got D minor, and then we've got E minor. Now obviously we're going to swap out the D minor for D7. That's just a backwards D chord if you've not done one of those before. So my first finger is on B1, second finger is on G2, and my third finger is on E2. And then we have an E7, which is an E chord to take out your third finger, so an open D string. So my first finger's on G1, and my second finger's on A2. Now, I should say, I'm recording this as a video, so if you want to check out the video version of the podcast, just head over to my YouTube channel. Go to beginnerguitaracademy.tv, or head over to the show notes at bgapodcast.com/247. Now, that's just numbers, 247, not spelt out. And I'll put the link in there for the video. So it might make it easier to obviously see my fingers rather than just hearing me say the frets. So they're the chords we need. Just obviously start off and do our A minor. We're going to go to our D minor. Okay, here we go now for our E7. D7. A minor. E7 and back around. Now, to bring the F major 7, if you haven't done F major 7 as an open chord before, is a C, drop down fingers 2 and 3. So my first finger's on B1, second finger on G2, and third finger on D3. And remember, we just bring that in now, just before we go to the chord 5. So that's now going to be on bar 9, bar 10 will be the E7, in bar 11, back to A, minor, in bar 12, E7. So just quickly go for that, just so you can see it in the open position, get an idea of how it goes. Says my A minor. I can make it again A minor 7 by taking my third finger. D minor. I can make that D minor 7 by barring the first finger across the B and E at fret 1. Back to A minor. Here we go for F major 7. E7. A minor. Back to E7. And there we have it. So open chords make it obviously a lot easier. Just start with just quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Start at nice sensible speeds, nice and slow, maybe 60 beats per minute would be quite cool. And keep your strumming, you know, really simple. Don't worry too much about any upstrokes, obviously build up as and when you're ready. So now we've got the chords down, we understand kind of the 12-bar sequence. Again, don't worry if this is a little bit over your head. It's a bit tricky. But hopefully I've been understanding. Okay, so we're playing predominantly minor chords. We bring in those dominant sevens just to add a bit more of a bluesy attention. That's really the takeaway. But this week's episode is all about soloing, not so much about the rhythm, but we do need to know the harmony. We need to know the chords we're playing over to obviously pick the right scale to play over them. So the scale of choice for minor blues is going to be minor pentatonic. If we keep it in the key of A, we're going to want A minor pentatonic. Now open, that's as easy as A string 0-3, D string 0-2, G string 0-2. We keep going, 1-3 on the B, 1-3-5 on the top string, string number 1, skinny E. So that's how you can play it in open position. We're You also play at fret 5. I'm imagining you've come across that if you've started looking at lead improvisation. My pentatonic is kind of the first scale most people come up against because it's just so easy to use. It sounds great. It's used in a lot of music. It's a go-to choice. And we're starting at fret 5. It goes 5-8 on string 6, then 5-7 on the A string, 5-7 on the D string, 5-7 on the G string, 5-8 on the B, 5-8 on the top E. And we can use that just to play over the whole of this chord progression. It's great, this shape as well, because it's movable. We can just move it backwards or forwards to different keys. Again, we're not going to go too much over that. It's brilliant. So as you're playing through this, things we want to really focus on is phrasing. So like bending up the 7th fret on the 3rd string, just up a half, gives you a blues note, bend up a whole. It's just the go-to bend. Same on the B string and the E string, you bend those up, whole steps as well. Bending's always going to sound good with blues because it's quite a vocal technique. And really expressive, so it's always going to sound good on when you're kind of jamming over a blues track. So there's some great bending notes. Vibrato as well, so if you're staying on a note for a particular amount of time, give a bit of a wobble. That's going to give you a bit more energy. It's just going to sound really nice. And again, this gives that a really nice feel. So there's some ideas you can really start now building up your phrasing. Sliding as well. 5 to 7, back from 7 to 5, makes it nice and smooth. So that's how I want to start with solo over minor blues, taking that minor pentatonic. Just take a few notes, start trying to develop some phrases, starting on the A notes and ending on the A notes because they're the strong, they're the key notes. So that's going to really be the note to start and end your phrases on. Now we've got 3 in this pattern. We've got fret 5 on the E string, the low E or string 6. We've got fret 5 as well on the top E. And we've got 7th fret on the D string. So if I take that D string note, see what I mean? It's going to sound really nice. Don't have to do too much there, just a few notes. Add some vibrato slides. Some bends. Lovely. So that's all we need. This is why minor blues is great, because it's quite slow. It's normally a very slow tempo, and we can get away with just using that one scale of the whole thing, and it'll sound really nice. As we're changing chords, you can use your ear to kind of guide you. Again, depending how much you've been playing this scale, this takes time to develop, but you'll start hearing which note to go to next to hit the notes in the chord, and that's where we take to the next level when we start hitting what we call chord tones. Did discuss this a little bit last week, where we're playing notes which are in the chord and are going to, you know, fit over that chord really, really well. You've got a few options here where we can add in some more stuff, like the blues scale. Again, we talked a little bit about it last time as well. Whereas adding in 6th fret on the A string, we're adding in 8th fret on the G string. And that gives it a lovely blues flavour. Great for sliding in and out of. Great for bending up to it as well. You could even bring in the natural minor note, which is really bringing in this note here. Talked about last week that Steve Ray Vaughan likes to do it quite a lot. That's our B note. So you can bring that in on 7th fret of the E string and also 4th fret of the G string. So let me recap that because I feel like I went for that quite quickly then. So you got the minor pentatonic scale. A minor pentatonic, all day long you just play that. We can add in the blues note, which is played there. 6th fret on the A string. And played there. 8th fret on the G string. So you're just adding those two extra notes to your minor pentatonic scale. And we can add the B note to our minor pentatonic scale. To create that. Which just gives it a little bit more of an interesting sound. It's taken from the natural minor scale. Sounds, yeah, a bit more interesting. So by adding that note, it gives you a bit more of a flavor and great for more of a melodic sound as well. So we've gone over how a minor blues is constructed. We've gone over how to solo over it, pretty much just minor pentatonic. Again, depending on the level, just start with that. Start with just a few notes, play around with that, targeting those naming notes, the A note. Then start developing your phrasing with bends, with vibrato, with slides, and so on. And then even bringing in additional scales like the blues scale and the natural minor. We're not going to go any further than that today. I just want to leave you with that for the lead stuff. Now let's talk about some popular artists and some great song examples. So I already referenced it a minute ago, but B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone is just fantastic. Really, really nice. So I'm in the key of B minor. I'm playing predominantly around pattern one, minor pentatonic, and pattern two. You could be there all day. You can see you don't have to play many notes. As I said last week, it's all about that feeling and expression. So check out that track, listen through it, and then see if you can start picking out some notes he's playing, that minor pentatonic scale, how he's playing them. So his vibrato, his note placement, all that kind of good stuff that makes it awesome. It's trying to digest that. You got to listen to it to hear that. If you look at the tab, this is where tab falls down. You obviously was picking up through tab. You'll see what notes he's playing, but you're going to have to listen to it to pick up the expression he's using, the little nuances in his style. That's how you get that. Still Got a Blues by Gary Moore is another great slow blues song. So minor blues. And so on. So that's really nice. Really, really slow, really emotion, you know, drenched that one. So yeah, definitely one to check out. And then Tim Pan Alley by Stevie Vaughan talked a bit about this one the other week. Something like that. So really moody, really smooth, a great one to check out. So there's three great tunes, but have prepared a Spotify playlist for you with 25 tunes on it. So go and check that out over on the show notes page at bjpodcast.com/247. I'll put a link there for Spotify playlist. So go and check them out. Again, listen to those tracks and just try and digest what's going on in them. Try and hear the style, try and hear the phrasing. It's just listen to it and it will come. It just does take a little bit of time. Now, I did say at the beginning, I had a little bit of homework for you. And this week's homework, number one, is to play the progression. So using A minor, we covered earlier. So play those chords. If you've got a looper, awesome, record that. Or just get used to playing it. The reason why you play it so you can start hearing it. You'll start anticipating the chordal changes and you'll be able to hear the chord. That's going to really add to your lead playing. If you know what you're playing over, be it the harmony, the chords, it's going to be a lot easier to play that solo that you want to play because you'll know what you're playing over. So yeah, get those chords under your fingers. Loop around it a few times, make sure you're happy with that. Then we want to practice our lead playing. So picking that A minor pentatonic scale. Shape 1 at fret 5, if that means anything to you. If not, the scale I said earlier. And just get maybe a few notes, just 2 or 3 notes, and start trying to develop a little phrase. Then bring in the vibrato, bends, slides to build on top of that. That's going to be your more, obviously, advanced lead guitar techniques. Only bring them in, you know, as soon as you're happy with that. And the third thing we need to do is listen. So go and check out the Spotify playlist and just listen to a few of those tracks. Even if it's just a couple this week, or even some of the ones I mentioned earlier, like The Thrill Is Gone is, you know, a fantastic track to start with. So listen to them. Try and pick out some of the phrases. Listen to how they are developing. What techniques they're using. Oh, that's a slide. That's a hammer-on. That's a bend. Oh, I really liked how he did that vibrato. B.B. King's really giving that some, that note. I wonder what it sounds like I do that. That's that kind of idea. And then just try and obviously build up your ear to be able to hear that. So that is the mission for this week, guys. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about soloing over blues progressions. The one before that, we talked about major versus minor, all the way back in 245, that would have been episode 245. So definitely check that out if you're new. You haven't checked out the previous ones because these kind of is like a hat trick, it's like a trio of lessons. So go back to 245 and 246 is all about playing lead over your major blues progression. And obviously, today's episode 247, we're talking about the minor blues progression. But there's a hell of what you can do just with one shape and a few minor chords. It's fantastic. So, yes, yeah, so it's a great place to start your lead playing. A journey with the minor blues progression, so have some fun with that. If you enjoyed my teaching and you would like to work with me further, go and check out my online guitar school, beginnerguitaracademy.com. Currently, you can join for a 2-week trial just for $1. You have access to loads of songs. You have access to our five-level system. You have access to a community of awesome students we have at Beginner Guitar Academy. And you have access to me. So you have coaching from me whenever you want. You can just send me an audio, video, text. It's literally unlimited, which makes Beginner Guitar Academy, you know, silly value for money. But don't take my word for it. Come and give it a try for $1 for 2 weeks. And I hopefully will welcome you to the Academy real soon. So guys, that is it for me this week. So remember, you've got the video version of this podcast as well as a Spotify playlist. You can find them over in the show notes at bjpodcast.com/247. But I say that is it for me this week. Next week, we'll talk about how to remember songs. It's a question that's come up quite a bit in the community of how do you remember songs? You know, you've played a song maybe a few months ago and now it's just gone. You've completely forgotten it. And when someone asks you to play a song, you play guitar, Paul. Play us a tune. You think, oh no, I've forgotten every song I ever learned, which has happened to me before in the past. So let's basically tackle that next week. And I'm going to tell you how to get around that and how to start remembering these songs. So when someone says, pick up the guitar and play me a tune, you've got a whole load of songs to play around with. When you go to next jam night, you can remember the tunes that, you know, you should be remembering. But all that is going to be next week, guys. Check that out. That'll be released next Friday. Until then, though, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing. And I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.